Chapter 26. The Titan Death. Hours became days, became a week. The Titans continued their war against each other to the point of exhaustion and beyond. Luxor in Victoria's cellar grew rank with human waste. There was no time for the Moderati to leave their stations. A minimum of sustenance was automatically pumped into their bodies via nasal tubes and arterial shunts. Without them, the crew would have starved to death, if they did not die of dehydration first. They were bonded to machine at the deepest level, hardly aware of their mortal bodies. The need for human speech dwindled. They reacted together, fighting as one entity of a single mind. They shared their thoughts through the manifold, and though they still shouted out ranges and warnings, or gave orders, they did so mechanically, like the reflexes of a lowly servitor. Their voices lost humanity. Often they said the same thing at the same time. Only the Great Mother retained a sense of self, for she was Luxor in Victoria. Together, the Great Mother and Luxor in Victoria killed their kin. Earth-shattering weapons slew metal giants. The plains around Neocon were littered with the burning corpses of fallen mechanical gods. Such slaughter she had never seen. She wished it had remained that way. Over the days, the borders between her mind and the Titans thinned to nothing. She remembered the first binding, the touch of the machine through the mind impulse unit. She remembered its soul, raw and powerful, yet skittish as any horse, newborn and defiant of a world it did not yet understand. She remembered taming it. She remembered the events as the Titan, too, his inchoate thoughts, images of things he had no names for, and therefore no true concept of, ideas that would never have form until a human mind touched and shaped them. The first time the Great Mother had come into Luxor in Victoria's being, the faint traces of the other machines she had mastered clung to her soul like outdoor scents brought indoors. They frightened and calmed the machine at the same time. To the Titan's simple mind, it was as if a god descended through the fuzzy murk of incomprehensible data and ignited his soul with a touch. Through Mahana's humour, the Titan found the recollection amusing. Possessed by the Titan's detachment, Mahana found the memory irrelevant to the ongoing situation. Where one being began and the other ended, no theologue or day mechanic would be able to discern. This heightened union was the acme of the princeps art. Time and experience were the only way to reach full enlightenment, and then only for a select few. Mahana Mankata Vai was the first of the first of her legio, the founding master, the mother of machines. Now she was the last of the first. Her companions had died in battle, or from age, as the great crusade went on, until only she remained to witness this new, terrible era of civil war. In its fires, her daughters died. A fear that she would be left alone kindled in her breast. Luxor in Victoria wailed at the sharing. In her info logs were kept the deaths of all members of her legio. Plotted against time, the numbers formed a graph line that revealed the legio's wars. It went up with each conflict and dropped with every short period of peace. Sometimes one or two god engines would be lost, sometimes more, but never had so many been lost so quickly. The numbers rose from the beginning of Horus's betrayal, the line losing its smooth progress, climbing in jagged steps through Paramar and Edessa, Jantamer and Elp. Then onto this campaign, where it rose ever more steeply through Theta Garmon, Beta Garmon III, and other engagements, until it soared high during the Third Battle of Neocon, this death of Titans. Hers was not the only legio to suffer. She saw the corpses of many noble orders, and the same count of traitors besides, though in all the wreck she saw, not one engine of the Legio Mortis, the War Masters favoured. This would have given her pause, were she not numbed with grief. Tangled in the wreckage of Titans from 40 legios were the majority of Mahana Mankata Vai's kin. Three of her four myrmidons fought alongside her yet. Two were undamaged, but the third, adamantine heart, was badly battered. Its pelvic gyroscope arrays had taken a hit, and it moved with a cripple's walk. One arm terminated in a tangled mess of blackened plasteel and wire. The loss of a void shield projector made it more vulnerable still. Under normal circumstances, Mohana would have ordered adamantine heart away, and it would have been retrieved. There was no chance of that on the plains of Neocon. They moved through broken hills of twisted metal. Not only god machines littered the plain, but also massive pieces of debris blasted from the hive or fallen from orbit. The four titans stalked their prey like a pride of lions hugging the scrub. The battle had fragmented into a thousand smaller confrontations, ideal hunting for the likes of the Legio Solaria. An Auspex's return pinged in Mohana Mankata Vi's mind.
Contact, she said. 900 meters in closing.
Her words were carried on impulses to her myrmidon princeps, tagged to the Auspex's feed. The bright pulse of a heat source glowed on the far side of a mound of wreckage come down from the hive. All of them shared it. Without needing to be ordered, the Titans spread out, adamantine heart holding back to cover Luxor Invictoria's rear. The other two warlords, Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator, stalked forward.
Power profiles too low,
Mohana Mankata Vi ordered. To her practiced eye, the target was probably a lure.
Supposition of probable ambush. Make them think we are incautious, then counter and destroy.
With Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator out in front, the maniple moved forwards, towards the end of the hill of metal and broken rockcrete. They trod nimbly over lesser piles of debris and heaps of earth thrown up by the impact. Mohana remained alert for other contacts. She was not disappointed. As the maniple neared the end of the broken hive spire, a dozen fresh contacts sprang into life.
15 engines, Minoris. Knights, 3 banners, engaging,
communicated Sagittar Auri's princeps, Catherine Mej. Inaccurate fusion and battle cannon fire streaked past the lead titans. Their void shield shone.
Forwards into them. Adamantine heart, about and hold the rear.
Mohana Mankata Vi swung her titan to the left, so that they were facing the mess of metal. Their minds conjoined. She had no need to order her crew to perform a deep Auspex sweep of the ruin. It simply happened, easy as blinking. Cavities and densities shone in contrasting colours in her mind's eye. A knight's reactor detonated with an underwhelming, sucking bang. Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator's void shields whooped. Their weapon arms swept across the field, striking out at the nimble knights. The lesser engines were attempting to get around the back, to surround the lead pair of warlords and bring down the void shields by attacking from all sides. Gatling cannons chewed up the ground, rounds deflected from ion shields. The knights were good, but some were inexperienced. One was a little slow, swinging his ion shield around to cover his side, earning a direct hit and spectacular death from Sagittar Auri's laser blasters. The knights scattered, their formations melting and reforming. All their actions were distraction. More reactor signs were igniting on the other side of the ridge. A full maniple of traitor god machines lay in wait. Standard engagement tactics dictated they would come around both sides of the obstruction and catch first maniple in a crossfire while they were dealing with the knights. Mohana Mankata Vi was not going to allow that to happen. If they had weathered the battle with a full number of engines, she surmised the enemy to be skilled. Even if they were an ad hoc formation of survivors, that still implied a certain level of intelligence when so many other titans fought alone. It would pay to be cautious. Before she acted, she let the enemy maniple split, 3 of them heading around the near end towards Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator, 2 back towards the rear, where adamantine heart waited. Her lead titan's void shields suffered for the pause, but if she moved too soon, her counterattack would be spotted, and Legio Solaria would likely lose.
Hold ground. On my command, push through. Adamantine heart, maintain position.
As she spoke, she was already searching out a weak spot in the metal wall before her. Finding it swiftly, she discharged all her weapons, bringing down a section of crumpled hive skin in an avalanche of plasteel. The enemy would have seen that. Time was of the essence. Luxor in Victoria bowed its head and charged into the gap. Metal screeched on the carapace. The Titan jarred as a sheet caught on its laser blasters. Mohana forced it through, ignoring the sympathetic pains of jagged edges slicing into Luxor in Victoria's armor plating. The Titan burst through into a void and quickly crossed, then smashed through feeble interior walls into an insect hive of rooms. The partitions were paper thin to the giant machine, and posed no more resistance to it than a wasp's nest would do to a wrecking ball. Mohana felt her foot snag. The Titan staggered, but her crew were the best in the Legio, and her steerswoman corrected the error. The skin of the spire's far side was near. "Now!" she ordered. Luxor in Victoria's plasma reactor rumbled as the twin volcano cannons charged. Outside, Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator lumbered forwards, breaking their way through the darting banners of knights. They swatted a couple to pieces with their weapons, but otherwise paid them no heed. Their true quarry was ahead. The Myrmidons emerged around the point of the fallen spire into a punishing barrage. The Imperial hunters opened fire themselves with every weapon at their disposal, but with three Warlord Titans against two, their void shield banks dropped rapidly. Now was the moment. Luxor in Victoria blasted a hole in the outer wall, stepped back, and barged through. She came out firing. The three enemy Titans had their backs to her. The other two were rounding the far end of the ruin. With a skill born of years of service, she had her engine target the enemy nearest to her daughter engines. Its void shields were already on the verge of collapse, and her laser blasters took the last down. "Volcano cannon," she commanded. The gargantuan laser weapons fired once, their discharge twinned, burning scalpels of photonic might that sliced neatly into the Titan's back, laying open its reactor. Fortune was with her, and the power plant gushed roaring gas over the two Titans still facing Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator, spoiling their aim and taxing their void shields. The damaged Titan collapsed, plasma boiling from its broken back. A concentrated volley from her laser blasters brought down one of the other Titan's void shields.
"Recharge weapons," she commanded.
Mohana's laser blasters were at full power within seconds. The volcano cannon took much longer to charge. She could not tarry, so had her engine walk backwards, playing the multiple shots of her blaster over the leftmost Titan. Belatedly, the enemy split and began to pace away from the conflict. Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator moved up, knights still snapping at their heels. The left-hand enemy's final shield went out, as the volcano cannon's ready notification sang clear and high in the manifold.
"Left-hand engine, right leg," she commanded.
Again the spears of light were cast. They slammed into the knee, melting the thigh armor and welding the joint solid. The Titan wobbled, thrown off balance as it attempted to take a step. Shots from First Maniple's engines in front of it sheared off its right arm, before a splash of plasma from a Sun Fury Annihilator took off its head, and it stopped dead, ablaze from carapace to waist. Now there was one enemy Titan remaining. Mohana left it to Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator. Luxor in Victoria swung around. Mohana thought-ordered the reactor to full output, rerouting her energy supplies to the locomotors, and urged her Titan to pursue the remaining pair of the enemy maniple around the far end of the spire. She found them venting fire at the damaged adamantine heart. The Legio Solaria warlord fared badly, and had taken more damage. Surrounded by void displacement and the tremendous energies of Titan weapons firing, the enemy were blind to Mohana Mankata Vi's approach. Luxor in Victoria opened fire directly behind them. Although the Titan the Great Mother chose was possessed of a full complement of voids, the potency of her weaponry was so great it overwhelmed the shield's ability to dissipate the shots, and the Titan was carved in two. Outgunned, the second Titan retreated. Luxor in Victoria traded fire with it until it was out of sight in the dust-clogged wastes. Knights of House Vi had emerged from the sand and were aiding Sagittar Auri and Astra Venator in finishing off the last engine of the enemy maniple. But the engagement was not one without cost. Adamantine Heart was crippled. Energy spikes from its damaged reactor core provoked loud warnings from Luxor Invictoria's systems, imploring her to back away. But the Great Mother held her ground.
"My daughter," she said.
Gehana Amana was the princeps. Her voice came over the vox, clear and free of the influence of the machine. She had come out of the manifold.
"Great Mother, Adamantine Heart is critically damaged. We must beg your permission to abandon the hunt."
"Permission granted," the Great Mother said.
Adamantine Heart's reactor surges were growing wilder by the moment.
"Go. Live."
The crew's chances of survival outside of the machine were slim. The environmental conditions were awful, and men died where god machines fought.
"Evacuation underway,"
Amana voxed. Mohana Mankata Vai fearlessly strode past the crippled engine. As they passed, Luxor Invictoria lowed a mighty vocal salute to his wounded sister. Explosive bolts blew all around the head, and it flew free on a short-lived burst of propellant, carrying the command crew away. Tiny figures rappelled down from the rear balcony and began to run. Mohana Mankata Vai wished them well in her heart. Adamantine Heart's reactor blew as the remainder of the maniple drew away. The yellow glare of its detonation lit up the battlefield as bright as a day on old Earth, before war drew its curtains of dust across the plains again.